Matthew 6:16-18 says, "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others." Did you fix it? "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others." So these are acting fasters or fasting actors. They put on a mask and want you to see without telling you. Don't you hate people like this? Not only in regards to fasting, but these people who won't tell you what they're doing, but they want to fix up their face and their emotions and their body language to show you, oh, look at me. Poor me. We have people who are spouses like that. Children like that. Friends like that. Who won't tell you what's going on. They rather just put on this acting thing to show you, look at me. Poor me. I'm fasting. They won't say it. But they got it all bent over. And they want you to say, what's wrong with you? I'm fasting. It is quite disgusting. "That their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint," these are the words of Jesus, "anoint your head," in other words, fix your hair, if you would, "wash your face." One of the things that I'm big on that I've shared with my family down through the years, the first thing you need to do when you get up in the morning is, if you really want to get up and get to going, is wash your face. Wash your face. That's one of the best things you can do to wake up. Get all of the dirt and filth and, if you would, snot off of your face. Those of you who drool while you sleep, you need to wash your face. "That your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Sam Storms said, "I want to insist that contrary to popular opinion, fasting is not the suppression of desire, but," pay attention now, "but the intense pursuit of it. We fast because we want something more than food, which for gluttons we love very much, and we love it too much. And that chain needs to be broken. That stranglehold," amen somebody, "that stranglehold in the church needs to be broken. That stronghold of gluttony, eating too much, just because," watch this, "just because we can." Our former president, Bill Clinton, said that he committed adultery because he could. He was able to do it. And the woman was available and willing. The time was there for him to do it, to relieve some stress, and So he had sex with Monica Lewinsky and committed adultery with her because he could. And those of us in the church who tisk tisk condemn the president, we do the same thing with food. We commit adultery with our little G-God food. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. You say, I don't like you. That's because you're obese, and that's because you're fat, and you're overweight. And there's somebody who loves you enough to tell you the truth about how you got there. We all know how you got there. It's not because you're sick. It's not because of just genetics. Yes, there's a part, there's some of that in there. However, you don't have to be like grandmother and mother and great-grandmother and great-grandfather and your grandfather. You don't have to be that way. You can change the trajectory of your life and the life of your children. Because, see, what happens is the things, the fattening things that we enjoy, potato salad, macaroni salad, with all kinds of evil things in it, or good things in it, fried chicken from churches. We have some gluttons who say, well, you know, that chicken, that church's chicken has got to be good. It's from the church. No, it's not. It's not. Fried chicken. I have a dear preacher friend, bless his heart, who he said he's a vegetarian, but he loves sweets. So he'll eat a vegetarian sub with just lettuce and tomatoes and everything, but then go get two or three pies. I said, no, man, that's not going to work. We love to eat and overeat. But back to the quote. We say no to food for a season only regarding fasting, only to fill ourselves with something far more tasty, far more feeling, far more satisfying. And that is to say, if one suppresses the desire for food, it is only because he or she has a greater and more intense desire for something more precious, something of eternal value, God, Jesus, the filling of the Holy Spirit instead of the filling of our bellies. Amen, somebody. Now, beloved, you can listen to over 150 podcasts that, by the grace of God, I have done on fasting to encourage you on this, I think, our fifth day. We started on November the 1st. What is the date? Number 6. This is the 6th of November, is that correct? Okay. So we're starting our sixth day. If you made it through the weekend, which was rough, I know it was rough. If you made it through the weekend, you're well on your way. You can make it through the day by the grace of God. And Tuesday and Wednesday, some folk around here will be dropping off on Wednesday after church. By the grace of God, a few of us will be going on towards the 21-day fast. And you'll be amazed at how fast that goes. And especially if you have some goals and things that you want to get done. Pray hard, work hard. You're going to find unusual energy while you're fasting. You're going to, your energy level is going to shoot up. You say, preacher, how can my energy level shoot up while I'm fasting? If you do it right and you do it the way I've told you, on this particular fast, then you will find boundless energy if you're healthy. If you're sick, and by the way, if you have not taken some kind of tea that cleanses your body and cleanses your liver, you need to do that. If anyone can, I'm picking some up today. I failed to pick up some last week. Was too busy. But if anyone in here can tell me the name of the brand that we normally get from the health food store, I would appreciate it. The little gold box, orange box. Anybody raise your hand if you know. Most of you don't know because you don't want to know. I ask folk around here to drink some of this cleansing tea with me, and they say, oh, no, I don't want none of that. What's the name of the brand? Get the Yogi brand. It may say something about, you know, some Indian or whatever. Just skip all that because it works. And I forget there's several of them. One is emphasizes cleansing out, just an overall cleansing of your body. It slowly but surely just goes through everything in your body and cleanses it out. One has an emphasis on cleansing your liver and so forth. And so you'll be blessed. That'll help you get all of the trash out of your system and all of the garbage, and you'll feel better. You'll feel better if you would do that. What I did yesterday, which I kind of wish I hadn't done it on yesterday because I had to preach and do some other things. But another good thing you need to really do is get you some lemon and squeeze lemon into some warm, pure water and drink it up. If you want to put a little stevia, you can't, listen, while you're fasting, you can't have honey. I had one of my friends around here who asked to get some honey. I said, no, we're not going to have any honey. If you want a little stevia, you can put a little stevia. If you can handle a little stevia, you can put that in that lemon and drink. And warm now, warm water. It doesn't have to be piping hot. And drink a little bit of that in the morning. That'll help cleanse you out in a hurry. Okay? Another thing you need to do is get you some apple cider vinegar with the mother. Get you some apple cider vinegar with the mother. You say, what is the mother? I have no clue. But you need to have the mother in it. Okay, we recommend Bragg. I don't get any money for these recommendations. This is what I've been using for years. Bragg, apple cider vinegar with the mother. Okay, so again, for those of you who need daily encouragement regarding this thing called fasting, and you don't have anybody else in your family fasting with you or in your church fasting with you, but all there's many obese, overweight, fat people in the church. And all you have to do is get with them and say, listen, I'm doing this 21-day pre-Thanksgiving fast. And would you please go with me on this journey? And then I'm going to enjoy Thanksgiving. And we're going to enjoy Thanksgiving weekend. That may go through Monday. But by Tuesday, we want to start intermittent fasting. To help continue to break this stranglehold and this stronghold that gluttony has in the church among God's people. And as I've told you, we go to some churches and the six members on the praise team are all obese. And then, lo and behold, the 24 people on the dance team, half of them obese, doing twirls and things that is quite amazing. And then, of course, in many cases, thank God for the younger preachers who have started a movement, that they're not going to be fat-bellied preachers. Thank God for these younger preachers who are going to the gym and working out and staying in shape. But my generation and above me and a little bit below me, we didn't take heed to that. And in many cases, preachers are obese. Pastors, evangelists, missionaries are obese, overweight, and fat. And these things, in the words, to steal a few words from James, these things ought not so to be. Amen, somebody. And so you can listen to over 150 podcasts. This is going to be an ongoing thing, folks. The 21 days is just to break that stranglehold, to break that stronghold of gluttony and obesity and being overweight, to dislodge that hold that the devil has on us in the church with our little G God of food. And we love it so much. So much. And I'm on it. You know I'm right. And it's causing so many problems for us. Just like a drunkard who drinks too much. A drug addict who got a drawer full of drugs, over-the-counter drugs and so forth. Yes, even in the church with that. But I'm not dealing with that. So-called sex addicts, which I don't believe that there's such a thing, but that's what they say. And other addictions we get caught up with. Little G gods that we secretly serve. The truth of the matter is, some of you, male and female, have replaced sex, which you ought to be having with your spouse, with food. You're not having sex as you should, and that's one of the reasons why you're so frustrated and depressed and mean as the devil. Don't you get mad with me. And you have replaced it with food. You love eating food more than you love having sex, and there's something wrong with that picture. So over 150 podcasts are available to you for your encouragement. You say, well, I didn't start on time. I didn't start on November 1st. I'll catch you next year. No. You may not be here next year. You need to start today and make it a 15-day fast before Thanksgiving. I want you to celebrate and to enjoy Thanksgiving. Maybe not like how heavy as you've done in the past, but enjoy it. Thursday, maybe a little bit on Wednesday night. I don't know. Thursday, for sure. Friday, for sure. Saturday, for sure. Sunday, for sure. Monday, maybe. But Tuesday, we're getting back to easing on down into intermittent fasting. So, preacher, what is that? One way is you eat 5 days and you fast 2 days. Another way is you eat a nice meal in the morning and you don't eat until the next morning. There's so many ways you can do it. So you can listen to these over 150 podcasts that I have done on fasting down through the years at prayermotivatordevotional.com to encourage you. When you get there, click on the fasting edition link. I'm just repeating what my technicians are telling me. I don't know anything about computers, servers. I just know they need to work. Anyway, Overcoming gluttony requires discipline. Can somebody say amen? That's what this fasting is all about. See, fasting encourages discipline. When you can fast and go without food, when you know you love it, and you got a pocket full of money to buy it, and you know you can do it if you want to, but yet you forego it. You're exercising your discipline muscles. The words discipline and disciple both come from the same root word. And it is amazing that in the church how we have missed this. Isn't it amazing how that we skip our sin, but we condemn other people's sin? That's called hypocrisy. V. Raymond Edmond, author of The Disciplines of Life, wrote, "Discipleship means discipline. The disciple is one who has been taught or trained by the master, who has come with his ignorance, superstition, and sin to find learning, truth, and forgiveness from the Savior. Without discipline, we are not disciples." Listen to that very carefully. Without discipline, we are not disciples. Everybody say that. Without discipline, we are not disciples. Even though we profess his name and pass for a follower of the lowly Nazarene. In an undisciplined age when liberty and license have replaced law and loyalty, there is greater need than ever before that we be disciplined disciples. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, for those of us who are fasting during this time, grant us your grace, your strength, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to fast meaningfully. Some may say that this is not a spiritual fast because we are talking about gluttony and losing weight. The truth of the matter is, this is probably one of the most spiritual fasts we've ever done because it is dealing with the breaking up and the dislodging of a sin that we have not seen as sin for many, many years. And just because we are ignorant of the sin or we don't want to see it as sin does not mean it is not a sin. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit who is revealing that to us and reminding us of it and telling us that we need to confess our sins and repent. So, Lord, this fast is very spiritual in the sense that it is dislodging, exposing, and destroying, hopefully, the sin of gluttony in our lives. The weight loss will come naturally if we take you seriously and take this matter of the sin of gluttony. It's not the sin of fat. It's not the sin of overweightness. It's not the sin of obesity. These things are not sins. These are the result of sins. And so, Lord, help people to realize that. And that's what you are exposing. That's what you're bringing out, that we need to confess gluttony as sin, and we need to repent of it. It is amazing how that it has moved from one of the seven deadly sins to no sin at all, and a celebrated sin. And so, Lord God in heaven, I pray that you would break the band of wickedness in our lives and set us all free in the church to not try to do some little quick fix, to not go and do the little fake surgery that causes all kinds of problems, and zip, bam, boom, we're fat one day, and then the next day we're skinny, and not the wrap, but Lord help us to just stop eating so much and stop worshiping the little g god of food and gluttony. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, the devil, and sin, and grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to be a great testimony to those all around us, and to set an example and to be a true disciple who is disciplined. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen and amen.